Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily, and today we are talking about the Once Upon a Time winter finale, Wish You Were Here, and Emily, what were you just saying about this episode title?
I wish I wasn't there. I was not very enthused about this finale. I had such high expectations, and they were just...
a steaming pile of crap.
Yeah.
There's no nice way to put it, guys.
There really isn't. Though ever the optimist that I am, my defense of the finale, if I can come up with one, would be, well, this, since, again, they're telling a story over 22 episodes instead of 11, it wasn't a way to wrap things up. It was a jumping off point into the next part. So I can forgive some of, like, the lacklusterness, because I was expecting, like, full-on, like, AU kind of fun that we've had in the last couple of times they've done something like this. But in reality, they're, like, planning to linger in the AU for more than just the finale. So I can forgive it if that's how it's going to play out.
If.
Obviously, at this point.
Is the key word here.
At this point. I mean, I know they're going to be in the Wish universe, because obviously... Regina was and they got left behind, so clearly the premiere is gonna be them back there, so it's gonna linger a little bit. But yeah, this is a big if, so I can forgive the sins.
I'm just
of this
thinking
episode.
Of Hades from Hercules, or not, like, you know, when they like mess up and they're like, if he finds out, if he's good. Like, this is like where I am right now.
Yeah, I'm like holding on to like the small little nuggets and hoping that that is the part that pays off going forward, and we can like forget about all this weird stuff. Like,
honestly, the biggest thing that pissed me off was Emma in this wish realm, and how much of a, I don't even know what to call her,
wishy-washy, like, weak,
sad,
little,
pathetic,
frail.
It was just not Emma at all. And
oh God,
like
no.
I get that she was raised differently, but I don't think being a savior and being raised an orphan would change her that drastically, you know?
No,
I feel like Emma's bravery and her need to help people and to look out for people I don't think that's a savior trait. I think that's like a personality trait for her. And the fact that they turned her into this, like, sappy, crying princess, I was just kind of like, alright.
Yeah.
Why?
Though, again, with the...
Granted, her hair was on point, but...
Yes, granted, she looked amazing. And the singing and the humming, I was like, okay, she's, like, princess mode, I can deal with this, until she started, like, one, calling them mommy and daddy, which... I guess I cringed. Which I guess I can't really knock, because I am 20, almost 24 years old, and I still call my parents mommy and daddy, but it just sounded wrong.
I was always mom and dad. I've never had mom or daddy.
Okay. But so, it felt like, even to me, who still uses those words as like an adult, it felt like weird coming out of her mouth.
Because it's Emma.
Like, it still is even weird every time she says mom and dad casually. It almost seems weird sometimes. So, because that's not how we know them on the show. Like, those characters in our brain for so long were, like, Snow and Charming or David and Mary Margaret. So, like, hearing her say mom, dad, it's, like, kind of weird still to me. So, hearing her say mommy, daddy, I was like, what is, like, going on?
She was just so much of a pansy. And she was, like, hiding and, like... First off, Regina's methods to try and get her to remember something that she can't remember or whatever, like, let me just kill your family and hope for the best. Like,
we're not in a real place, so let me just kill these people. Like, okay. Like, that rationalization is terrible. One, it proves that you are still willing to, like, go... dark for, like, to get what you want.
Which basically totally defeats her entire plot line this entire season. It just drives me crazy.
Unless that's the point, is to show that even when she, like, thinks that she's removed this evil part of herself that she was battling with, like, internally, she still is the same person, then I'm gonna be like, well, duh, I could have told you that from the first episode. Like,
I mean, I think that is the purpose that they're going with, but, like, if she actually acknowledges it, then yes, that's fine.
Yes.
But I feel like she's going to be like, oh no, that was just me doing what I needed to do. Like, I'm not that person. But, like,
I'm
just so over Regina right now and the Evil Queen plot and, like, just all of this shenanigans.
Though, like, again, like I said, grasping for breadcrumbs here because I'm always looking for, like, some positive track looking forward.
I'm glad we got you because. I
have to look for the silver lining. Otherwise I would just be a despicable person.
AKA me.
I did see, because of course this episode was very on social media, there was a lot of talk about it. And I did see, well, one, the writers probably shouldn't have said as much as they did because they kind of put their foots in their mouths a lot of times about a lot of the things in the episode. Just not even gonna get into that. But the one thing that I did see was that Adam did, or someone said, I think it was Adam, said this, like, wish universe was the product of the Evil Queen's wish, not what would have actually happened if there was no curse. So
Emma being wishy-washy.
Emma being all wishy-washy, weak-ass princess, like, that's not what actually would have happened. It was just, like, that was, like, the product of, like, a wish, and wishes are, like, complicated and never turn out the way you think and blah, 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 whatever their rationalization for it was. So I was like, okay, if that's what we're going to accept as fact, I can be okay all right with.
Yes, I can do that. And you know what? That does make sense, because everything that Regina has ever wanted happened. She got to kill Snow White and Prince Charming. She, you know, like, that was, like, her goal forever, and she finally technically got to do it. So, I mean, it makes sense then if that's what we're going. But then it doesn't make sense because she said, I wish Emma's wish would come true. But whatever.
Yeah, but I guess, like, wishing on somebody, maybe it's, like, a product of, like, the price of magic. Like, oh, she wished for someone else's wish to come true. So, like, since it wasn't coming directly from her, like, the interpretation, like, what she thinks would have happened.
True.
But versus what Emma thinks would have happened.
I can't think about it anymore, though, because
it's complicated. But I was like, okay, if they're gonna expand on that, then I'm okay with it. But again, if is the main word here.
If. Well, thankfully, she finally did come out of her princessiness. And yeah. I did like the fact that, once again, the thing to bring her out of it is Henry. And he was about to kill the Evil Queen. And, or Regina, whoever, it's the same person, honestly, let's be real. It's the same person. And the fact that he was going to kill her, he would become something Emma never wanted him to be. And I really love that, because it kind of just makes me, kind of brings it kind of full circle to where he was the one to make her believe in magic. So, yeah. I don't know. I just love whenever Henry is, like, the reason Emma does anything.
Yes. Though, Henry existing in this wish universe to me was did not make any sense. Why? Okay, so what they're saying is there was never a curse. You're gonna go as far back and say Rumpel never gave up his child. Like, that's how far back it spans. Because how does Neil exist in this reality?
Because he's 300 years older, right?
Yeah.
Because he was in Neverland with Hook.
Yeah.
So, Emily, can't talk about it.
There's just too many things that are just, like, gaping holes that have no logic, and I...
It's basically, like, honestly, the logic in this show is, like, actual Disney movie logic. Like,
it really is.
You
Like,
can't think about it too much. You just accept it for what it is.
You just have to suspend disbelief and be like, yeah, that's a thing.
Sure.
Sure, Neil has his portrait up on the wall and he's a hero and he's somehow alive, even though it's 300 years since he was born. And
it's totally
he somehow had a
fine.
child with Emma, even though I assume they were not married. Like,
he wouldn't have been royalty, so how would he have gotten close to her?
It's too many things.
And why is she still living with her parents? Shouldn't she have her own castle then?
I know. Can I say though, the one thing that I really appreciated about this episode was getting to see Charming as like a silver fox.
Yes!
Because that, I didn't know
highlight of the episode
until I saw it and I was like, gosh dang it, Josh Dallas, like, you could be in a, I don't, well, okay, I know you love the shepherd hair, but I could do without it, but like, he could literally be wearing, like, I don't even know, like, have orange hair, and I would think he is still, like, the most charming, beautiful thing in the world. So, seeing him as, like, this, like, silver fox, like, grandpa king, I was like, oh my god. Like, I can't.
You were so adorable.
I was so here for that. So, that's one of the positives from this episode.
Yep. That's pretty much sums it up. So now that Regina has killed Snow and Charmaine and is about to go through the portal, and we already established that this world isn't real and this people in here aren't real and it doesn't matter.
Emma, they're not real. Whatever.
And that's fine. This girl. Let's the portal close. Because she sees fake Robin. Which, you know, I mean, I probably would too, because Sean's awesome. But! It's just frustrating. It's just frustrating. And so I guess they said that the wish world now is a real place.
Yes, that, like, they wished it into being a real thing.
Existence. Okay, so technically, she really did murder people, again.
She murdered real people. There are just not, there's some alternate reality version of Snow and Charming.
Which is confusing all in itself. And I feel like the only reason they actually murdered them is so that they didn't have to put Josh and Ginny in makeup, like, for these episodes that were going to be in the Wish Realm.
True. And for the fact that I think, based on just, like, the way that things are going, this whole curse thing, is that clearly they're trying to give, I assume, Ginny like,
more time
off
yeah.
to be with her kids. So I think coming back, like, I don't think the curse is going to break for at least, like, 3 or 4 episodes, if not more. Mm-hmm. And that Charming is going to be the only one awake for, like, a long period of time.
Which I'm not going to, like, whine about.
Yeah, I mean, I love I'm, like, I'm ready for them to flesh out Charming more, because obviously we've had 501 Snow backstory episodes and all the things, so yeah. I'm okay with getting
some
Charming.
More Charming. Oh, the obviously. Charming.
Love Ginny, and I mean, I still love Snow, even though she can be an idiot sometimes. So, obviously, not saying I would not want her on the show, but I'm okay if that's the way that they do it, and they, if they're gonna keep one of them awake consistently, if it's Charming, like, I'm okay with that, because yes. He deserves his time in the spotlight.
Yeah. Time for Daddy Charming to shine.
Oh my god, just give it to me. Like, my biggest, second biggest.
When I first saw this episode, I was initially extremely angry. I hated everything about it. But now that it's been a while, and you kind of touched on it a bit, that they're going to be in the Wish Realm for longer, I'm wondering if, you know, they're gonna have to go find a certain someone with, you know, maybe a ship to help them get back to the real world. And that I'm not gonna be opposed to that. So
yeah, I do believe that bit, like,
I don't,
that was like, that is a thing that will happen. I don't know if it's they're gonna go seek him out, but I'm pretty sure
we're gonna have another first meeting to add to our list of first meetings.
I have it on good authority, aka an
they
interview,
did an interview.
Interview where they literally
and I'm
say,
"I'm just remembering that now because I read it."
Where they literally say, "That's one of my top 10 moments in the entire series," is that moment that they're gonna show of them meeting in this wish reality.
See, I take
whatever.
That sentence with a grain of salt because what are your top 10 moments?
What are your top 10? Eddie,
your top
10
moments could be Regina's costume change or Cora's, like, speech, or, you know,
like the fact that so and so was on this episode. That's a top 10. Like, okay, I need to know. Like,
I need some content here, guys.
Can someone get me Eddie's, like, phone number? I need to call him and ask. Like, so when you said top 10, like, what are your top 10? Can you expand on that a little bit? Because I need to know.
Give me some examples here, like maybe your top 2 or 3. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to make a thorough list.
Help me help you.
I need to know exactly where in the top 10 that this moment is gonna fall
because if it's disappointing, people are gonna be jumping down his throat, being like, "You said this was our top 10 moment.
Like, what do you consider top 10?" For real though. But that is what I am looking most forward to, is if them still, and see, you know, I'm not okay, like, obviously I'm like, Regina, you idiot, you let the portal close, you're so dumb, oh my god, Emma, you should have jumped in without her, like, I was screaming at the TV, like, Emma, just jump in, just leave her behind,
leave her,
she wants to be with fake Robin, let her, like, just go.
Like, honestly, she'd be so happy.
Exactly. Everyone would be happy. It's fine. It's fine. And as long as Aladdin's the genie, they can just wish to go back there whenever they want. Problem solved.
First off, okay, no. Their whole, like, oh, I get wishes now because I stole the lamp, which is not how it works. Everybody gets three wishes and then someone else can have it.
Yep, so.
Throw in that. Plot.
Sorry, Charm Charms, your logic is wrong.
Except it worked.
I know. Started to do a Cobra.
His logic isn't wrong. Someone else's logic is wrong.
Somebody else's logic is wrong.
And by logic, I mean plot holes.
It's fine. It's
but,
fine.
You know, whatever. So I am hoping this is the last we see of the evil, quote-unquote, evil queen. And they keep, like, hinting at Jafar, but they've yet to.
You have yet to actually show him since that first time.
And I'm, like, wondering if that was just, like, LOL, we're bringing in Jafar and Aladdin, but LOL, he's not actually, like, gonna be here.
But then I feel like Aladdin and Jasmine, obviously, they wished themselves to Agrabah, so I have a feeling he is causing some kind of havoc. He's probably responsible for whatever happened there, so. TBC to be continued?
I guess. I mean, honestly, who knows?
It's all a big if at this point. The show should just be called If Upon a Time, because
If Upon a Time.
Once Upon a If, because, yeah. Like, it's all a big if. Even when seasons end, there's still, like, ifs hanging around in the balance somewhere.
Are ifs what we're calling plot holes?
Yes.
Is that the nice term?
Well,
I will say
yes,
my favorite line from this show, this episode, was the end when Gideon appeared. We finally figured out he was under the cloak. Big shock there. I called that. Ooh. And he goes, "Hello, mother. Hello, father." And I literally just burst in the song.
Please pick mosquitoes.
Really, father? Thanks for the package. That's why I'm writing.
I'm glad that everyone knows that song. That's like, so funny.
It just, that's where my mind went. I was like, yep.
And then my second thought of hearing those words, it was just the hello, if they just would have been hello, father, I would have thought of Harry Potter, like, Barty Crouch Jr. with his snaky tongue, like, so, just, they were just, they could have picked a better word.
Oh, no, I love it. From now on, Gideon is a yellow lab.
He is a little, cute little puppy.
He's a puppy who's got some fleas and ticks.
That he went to summer camp with
the black fairy, and they sent a package, and it makes sense, guys. All right, shut up. It's fine.
Because the black fairy hijacked Gideon from the blue fairy, which shady.
I feel like blue's like, here, take it. Here, hit me real quick, so it looks like I got beat up. It's fine.
Here, make it look convincing. It's fine.
No, honestly. We never see, like, all these things that happen to Blue or, like, things that go wrong.
Like,
we never see them go wrong. She's
like,
just...
how did she get so high and mighty? Like,
yeah, is Blue... like,
was that just bestowed upon you? Or did you have to, like, fight a bunch of people to get that seniority? Like,
is it just because you were in Pinocchio's story? Like,
you have such, like, high precedence for everybody? Or, like, are you actually...
You're kind of a bitch.
You're kind of shady.
And she's like not nice. I don't like the way she treated Tinkerbell.
Now, she's very elitist.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so. But also, speaking of the Black Fairy and Gideon and things we learned, the fact that apparently now, obviously it might be irrelevant now that the Evil Queen is a cobra, but this sword that's going to kill Emma apparently could wound the Evil Queen without hurting Regina. So, I don't know what the point of them showing that was. If they're just were going to turn the Evil Queen into, like, a cobra.
What else could it do? And the sword is in the Wish World.
Exactly.
So, obviously it somehow ends up back in Storybrooke, and if Emma's dumb enough to take it with her, that's why. But.
That's why I did it.
I just don't know.
There's too many things. I cannot fathom all of them.
I am happy to have Sean back, though.
Yes, I love him, and I will cherish him for every moment that we get him back. Because...
honestly, if they just decide to keep Wishworm Robin around, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I will take
it. Though I feel like whatever they're gonna do with it, it has to be something, like, of substance, because Sean said he wouldn't have come back if he didn't think the storyline was, like, worth it. You know what I mean? Like, he was like,
like, he doesn't want to be running around in the woods.
He just doesn't want to be, like, the person they, like, resurrect and then just, like, forget about again. It's more of, like, a closure. So I think that what they're going to do, they're going to take, like, 3 or 4 episodes to have Wish Robin around so that Regina can finally legitimately have closure, and then she will leave and he will stay behind, probably, is what's going to happen. Which is okay. I'm okay with that as long as things get, you know,
as long as it's good.
As long as it's good, I'm okay with it. Which,
ain't getting my hopes up.
Which, you know, if.
If.
If. If. The word of the day, if.
I'm gonna rate this episode an if.
On a scale of 1 to if.
Triple if.
But yes.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. I do have to say I loved
also
Rumple. And the fact that Rumple, like, knows everything, even in this world.
Oh, like in the Wish World? Yeah.
Yeah. It messes with my head, and I love it. I love Rumple. Don't like Mr. Gold, but I love me some Rumple. Yes.
Yeah, like pre-meeting Belle Rumple, like, devious and, like, unapologetic about being the Dark One, he's okay.
Yeah.
Not okay in, like, that I agree with him, but he's okay, like, I can, if that's what his character's gonna be, I can be okay with that.
Honestly, he's, like, less shady and sketchy as, like, Rumble, because you can make a deal with him, whereas this one, he just goes back on his deals all the time now, he doesn't care, like, no, he does whatever he wants.
He's more evil, like...
That's what I'm saying!
Because, like, as the Dark One, he was so, like, he had, like, a one-track mind. Everything was, like, I need to get this curse so I can I can make somebody cast it and I can find my son. And now that it's, like, that trajectory has, like, run off the rails so far and has, like, screwed him over, he's, like, cold-hearted, doesn't care, even worse than he was before, like, so.
I'll accept that. I like
Trickster
that.
Rumble, all, like, snarky and funny, I will take that any day.
Yes.
Just the stupid storybook hardened weird version that I'm like over.
With your haircut.
With your haircut.
Now this haircut also, looks good.
Secondary thing that what reason that this finale was not the greatest was because did Hook and Emma even have like a second together? Barely. But I also, like, how was it that any other time Emma has, like, disappeared even for 5 seconds, Killian was all like, we need to find her, we need to save her, and this time he was like, mellow about it.
Okay, I saw a good post on Tumblr, because I was like this at first, and then I read this post, I'm like, this makes sense, and it was basically saying he knows that Emma would want him to keep everybody together in Storybrooke, because she's not there, Regina's gone, Snow is a curse, David is David, so she would want someone there to make sure to be with Henry and to keep everything on track, and he knows that he's not stupid. He is very smart when it comes to strategies, whereas David, once again, went in guns blazing, and look how that turned out.
True.
And so the fact that, like, Hook was kind of, like, I think he knew he had to be the moral compass here, and he couldn't be the reckless, like, let's go to Camelot, we're going now, here we go, okay, like, bye guys. I feel like it is in character, and it kind of isn't at the same time, and I wish I could find this post, because it explained it so much better than what crap I just spewed, but,
No, I get it, because it's, like, at this point, like, they, like, what the times before was like they were it was the maturity level in the relationship was not as high as it is now.
I feel like they should just expect things to go wrong now.
Yeah, probably. This is like par for the course, so he's like, same old rodeo.
We'll and get her back.
It was like maybe he thought like, oh, she's not really in danger because
she's not in Storybrooke. That was another thing.
Yeah, true, because then she's away from whoever could kill her.
Mm-hmm. Because also, she dies in Storybrooke, and since she's not here anymore, she's safe.
And that and the fact that her wish was to not be the savior, and he's because he realizes that's something that she maybe wants, and or that her not being the savior is maybe her being in a safer, like again, being in a safer place. So he like wasn't as worried about it. I don't know.
Or maybe he wants her to experience that and give her the life choice. As
a princess, yeah.
And to see what she could have had, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he was just having her in his best interest, like always. And I just love them a lot. And that's I have to say.
Seriously.
Oh, those two. So, top 10 moments. I'm waiting.
Like, that's the one thing I'm gonna be like, when it happens, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna make my top 10 moments. That's what we should do. We should come up with our top 10 moments. Not right now, but...
Don't overcommit. Don't do it.
Not right now. In, like, March, we'll do this. We'll ramble off our top 10 moments between the two of us. We'll each pick 5.
There we go. That's much better.
That's much better. And most of them will probably be the same, because knowing us, they will be the same. So our top five moments, and then we will see where this supposed moment stacks up against our own list, Eddie. Yeah. And we will
looking
see.
Looking at you.
Looking at you, Eddie. Looking at you. If you let me down, I'm going to have some bone to
pick. I'm going to write a letter.
I will write a strongly worded letter.
To your...
And send it to Vancouver or Los Angeles or wherever your office is.
Somewhere.
Since you don't have Twitter, which smart on his part if he's going to say all these outlandish things and then has no way for anyone to hold him responsible.
I think that pretty much wraps it up. It's been, I hope next half is better. And the fact that we didn't get 11 episodes is kind of annoying, but, you know.
Does that mean we're going to get 12 in the next half?
I would assume so.
Hopefully.
Unless they're saving the last two for the finale, and that's why they needed a little extra one.
Maybe. Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, it does not come back on until March, guys, so we will see you next year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Next year. Until then, be sure to check out our website for more recaps, interviews, and news at thevro.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, and you can find us over at Audioboom. So we will see you next year, guys. Bye.
Bye.